All 38 Assembly Democrats made the five-hour drive to Duluth, saying they've had enough. Representative Nick Milroy of Superior says they put in hard work while the Senate Democrats hid out in northern Illinois for 3 weeks. Now it's their turn.
I don't know if it was Senate envy. You know, the Senate got a fair amount of media attention, but now that we're up in Duluth, I mean, I was grateful that I was able to talk my colleagues into coming to Duluth. And they couldn't be more excited. I mean, it's such a beautiful city.
He says it's certainly a step up from Rockford, Illinois. Helping make their decision is Duluth's fleeing legislator package. Duluth Mayor Don Ness says it's a growing industry and the package is nonpartisan.
Absolutely. We'll take fleeing Democrats, fleeing Republicans, fleeing independent members. Even if there's cabinet members or lobbyists who also want to flee, they can flee to Duluth.
Problem is, a week after fleeing from Wisconsin, no one has seemed to notice. Milroy says he's not bothered by the lack of attention.
Some of my colleagues are upset that they're not on MSNBC and all the other programs that the senators were on. But
even so, Ness had hoped for an army of reporters to show up. He says that helped the beverage industry.
If we can attract fleeing legislators to Duluth, we can also then attract those who are seeking out the fleeing legislators. And provide them the same amenities and great time.
The Flee Duluth package includes disguises so legislators can look like Duluthians. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Duluth.